Guwahati, Assam Governor Jagdish Mukhi inaugurated a multimedia exhibition on Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav Unsung Heroes of Northeast at the Assam Engineering Institute Playground of Chandmari locality in the city on January 18. Organized by the Central Bureau of Communication, under the Union Information and Broadcasting Ministry, the exhibition is aimed to generate awareness among the public, especially the younger generation, about the courage and sacrifices of all the freedom fighters from the northeastern states. While addressing a distinguished gathering, Governor Mukhi stated that the initiative is an honor to remember the brave hearts of the region with great admiration and respect on the occasion of the 75th year of India's independence, which is being celebrated as Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav. While it is an important achievement to have celebrated Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav, it is equally important to pursue our Amrit Kal, the coming 25 years, of our nation even more dedicatedly. The time of our Amrit Kal is not for dreaming while sleeping, but for fulfilling our resolutions awake, said the governor. Referring to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who always stresses that the coming 25 years are the period of utmost hard work, sacrifice and dedication, Governor Mukhi also urged the people to devote themselves to the mission to regain the lost glory of Bharat. He also expressed happiness that the organizer has mounted more than 50 exhibitions on Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav in the past years, which generated awareness among the people about the love and affection for the freedom fighters. He added that the exhibitions also contribute in several ways to strengthen the feeling of patriotism. Governor Mukhi also flagged off a week-long Women on Wheels drive, organized by Amazing Namaste Foundation, to mark the celebration of Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav. Supported by the National Commission for Women and State Women Commissions of Northeastern States, the drive will cover a cumulative distance of 40,000 kilometers in Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh. Governor Mukhi commented that PM Modi always says that the Northeast is the future of India. 8 Northeastern states, named Ashtalakshmi, are witnessing phenomenal works of development. In particular, the infrastructure work in the region during the last few years has been exemplary, said the governor, adding that the industry and commerce sector here has significantly benefited from the connectivity of road, rail, air, water and internet. Governor Mukhi complimented the foundation for the endeavor in the presence of State Minister Nandita Gorozar and 40 enthusiastic women from different parts of the country. He stated that it was a great innovative concept to have this unique event with the blessing of Devi Ma Kamakhya on the auspicious day of Bhogali Bihu. Ms. Goroza, while addressing the participants, highlighted the importance of the program, which has the inherent component of promoting Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat. She urged the participants to be the ambassadors of the Northeast and spread the message of friendship and camaraderie to people outside the region. Padma Shri Deepa Malik also spoke on occasion, highlighting that the initiative would help everyone know about the region's rich cultural heritage and encourage more people to visit the beautiful localities. Namaste Foundation Chairman Atul Kulkarni gave a brief outline of the organization and commented that after the massive success of Northeast on Wheels motorcycle expedition last year, they decided to organize this all-women event. Mentionable is that the participants are divided into two groups, namely Kameng and Kopli. The first group is scheduled to drive through Pakki Tiger Reserve, Tezpur and Itanagar, and the other group will travel through Haflong, Malanom, Davki, etc.